Welcome, welcome, welcome to the In My Opinion podcast. I'm your host, JJ the Barber, aka the Skinny Shannon Sharp, joined by my co-host.
AKA the Black Skin Bayless. You already know it's your boy Nick, man. Thank you.
Already. It's been a while on the In My Opinion podcast, but we back. We're here to talk about the first topic I want to talk about real quick, you know what I'm saying, is we're going to start with basketball. So, Ja and Zion. Tonight is Zion Williamson's debut in the NBA, and we got a big critic, Nikos, Coach Nick, and, you know.
Coach Nick, whatever he go by.
Yeah, but we got to understand, and we were talking about this earlier, where the MVP, not the MVP, but the Rookie of the Year between Ja and Zion. We got to understand that Ja Morant been playing as good as we expected, as well as to be expected, and he with a star team, and they in the eighth seed in the West. So, I mean, he got to be the front runner for the Rookie of the Year right now. Right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it, but I like how it's going, and I ain't, you know, you got a team in the AC right now, but you know it's in the middle of the season. You got to see how the last stretch after the All Star break going on. And then if he can keep it going on, man. Of course, to me in my eyes, I think he should get a year hands down, no matter what goes on right now. Because I don't think Zion gonna really just last the whole season or whatnot. So, but we'll see how it'll go. But I think it's y'all.
Also, with Zion lasting the whole season, we got to understand, Zion ain't played a whole half of the season already, so he already behind. This boy got a head start. This boy averaging 17.5 points a game. He leading the rookies, 17.5 points a game, Ja Morant. And Zion's first game is tonight, so he got a lot of making up to do. That team and his team in what, the 11th or 12th seed? So he got to really come on strong in order to win some Rookie of the Year. And I heard our boy
I don't even really think this is a conversation because Zion has zero stats at the moment compared to whatever. Even if Ja was averaging 5 points.
Yeah.
So we can only go by. If we're going to make a comparison, we should be making a comparison between RJ Barry and somebody that's actually on the court, too.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But
we had this big conversation about this with City Boy earlier. And what he was saying was Zion was going to come in and dominate and this and that. Even if he does, is my point. Even if he does come dominate, he's still behind by a whole half of a season. Morant been producing.
Okay. And I got another question. Say Zion, which I highly doubt it, because I'm not sold on that cat. But say Zion comes in and dominate, and Morant does the minimum, and he still gets the Grizzlies into the playoffs. Who's your Rookie of the Year?
Who's the Rookie of the Year? I'm gonna
go with Ja Morant. He got his team to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? In a tough division for both our men. Well, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but coming out of college, I see Morant.
Yeah.
I was the one sold on Morant. Trying to sell this crowd on Morant. And Morant has not let any of us down.
Nah.
He's basically y'all support.
Yeah, he's surprised.
I think that's the most complete rookie that was in there that came out of the draft.
Well, I don't know. Long term?
Well, that man has a complete game.
I'm just saying, this year he has shown the most out of all the rookies or whatnot. But long term, I don't know, because Ja, if you look at him, he is small, man. They had him standing beside who that was he was standing beside? B Rose or somebody. Man, dude looked tiny compared to that man. And, you know.
Okay, and then on the flip side, you look at Zion, who's overweight, the way he played, he's going to beat his knees up. That wears down on the big man quicker than.
Yeah.
You know, the smallness, because he can easily bulk up. I'm wearing it. He can easily bulk up.
You made a good comparison.
He's not
to
down
Morant. Earlier, you made a good comparison to Morant, saying that he was more comparable to AI, and I see that he got the skills. That boy been hooping, man. And at the end of the game, you said it too. that at the end of the game, he ended up with the ball in his hands and the coaches, you know, trusting him in crunch time, you know, as a rookie. So
he is closing games up. You feel what I'm saying? He's closing the game. The players have been drawn up for him.
Yeah.
When Zion actually get into the system, that's not going to happen for them.
Yeah.
It's still going to be Lonzo Ball, Ingram, or Drew Holiday taking all the shots at the end of the game.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Let's move on. I'm excited to see him. I've been waiting on him, man.
What you mean not sold on? Like,
what are you expecting from him? Okay, but what do you expect from him? Because he actually been producing in college. He was producing in college, T-Hoy. Come on now. He was producing in college. I mean, but this is his first game.
He hadn't played, so I hadn't seen anything from him.
Yeah.
He wanted to keep talking to me about what he did in the preseason and all that. That actually never came to me.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I see some flashes in that boy, man. Now, maybe he don't have a long career like Morant. Morant might have a 15-year career. Zion might have a 9-year career, an 8-year career, you know. Just the nature of how his body made up. He don't look like he's just going to be able to, you know, jump up and down and take that pound on those knees. So that's the only thing I see. It's all in what you expect out of the player. If you expecting him to be there 15 years, probably not.
Well, my rookie of the year vote goes with Morant.
Yeah, I think everybody rookie of the year vote. What about you, Nick? What your rookie of the year vote going right now?
Yeah, John Morant.
Okay. Yeah, we in agreement with that one. We in agreement.
Hold on. But when the year started off, which way we all went?
I said Zion. I was wrong.
All y'all were doing for Zion.
Yeah.
I picked Barrett. I didn't pick Zion.
Yeah, you picked Barrett. I remember that. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm glad for him because Memphis, you know what I'm saying? I got slick like Memphis. I want to see them, you know, do well. So I'm good with him. I'm glad he, you know, starting his career off in good fashion. Let's move on, though.
I can't say that John Morant to me, when he's like the best player on NBA 2K20 to me. I'm just saying, we're talking about John Morant to me.
Yeah.
He's like the best player on NBA 2K20. I promise you.
I hear you. We're going to check that out. Hey, any of our listeners, hit us up on Instagram inbox and let us know who you play in 2K with. But anyway, let's go to the next subject about your boy, Nick. That's what I want to get to. Your boy, what's wrong with James Harden and his efficiency rating lately? They've been on a 4-game losing streak. Lost to the Lakers the other night. We watched that game, and I know you was hyped up for it. You were texting us early talking about Rockets by 15. And then we didn't hear anything from you after they got beat. But anyway, I don't really want to talk about the Rockets' struggle, but what is wrong with Harden specifically? Harden been having a rough couple of weeks, man. It's not been real good for his efficiency. T. Harden sent a graphic to the group saying that he was what? What was that stat, T. Harden?
9 for 29 from the field. 1 out of 17
points. I don't know what percentage that is. That's like 11%. It might be less than that, huh?
Yeah,
that's a good question. What point do you stop shooting?
Well, also everything about that is, don't stop shooting, brother. Keep on shooting.
Okay, but Nick.
You might go through some little
stuff.
Oh,
no,
but you might shoot the way out the playoff. You're like, hard. Yeah. Averaging like 30-something a game.
No, he's not averaging
30-something
a game.
I mean, everybody, you're not going to always have a perfect shooting night. No.
1 for 17 from 3-point line. Who else is shooting 17 threes in one game? Who else?
I'll get back to you on the next episode.
episode with that
stat
line.
Yeah, you do that. And y'all don't think it's going to be nobody. But anyway, I want to know what's up with his efficiency, because like I said, he is a great scorer. Everybody know he's a great scorer. We talking about the efficiency, though. You can't be shooting that many shots and missing, and these other guys just standing around the court trying to get offensive rebounds, and you every time dribble the ball up the court shooting threes. When do you change up your attack and, you know, focus on other areas of the floor? Like, I mean, everybody here done played basketball before.
Do drive it sometimes, and like I said, who knows what the man will go through. But like I said, maybe they ain't from our area, you know, where our area is.
Oh, my.
That's from our area. So, you know, okay, that's all they want to do is just shoot. I mean, true enough, I would like for him to go inside and mid-range and things like Kawhi do, but that ain't his game. I mean, I wish he would put it in his arsenal so he can use it, but he need the right coach.
Oh, there we go. That's the point we were getting to right there. Nick think that it's the coach.
Fire Dan Tony. I want him fired. You hear fire Dan Tony.
Wow.
You know, a couple of years back, I want to recall. I'm going to recall. He was the happiest man on earth.
When Dan Tony. Yep. Yep. So it was, Nick.
It was going to be this. It was going to be that. Okay, the first year, it didn't work out. The second year, the autonomy.
This our year.
Harden at point guard.
Oh, this our year.
Oh, it's going to work. James Harden is a point guard.
Nick argued us down. Didn't he argue us down?
He's selling miserably.
Miserably.
Now it ain't Harden's fault, man. He's taking so many shots and all this. Like, the autonomy changed his system to fit Harden all this.
Cut the bull. We had a conversation. We had a conversation earlier, though.
Dan Tony didn't change his system. His system was the same thing in Phoenix. So when he had this system going on in Phoenix, there was a boy named Steve Nash became an MVP that year, too.
Okay.
So anyway, so like I said, so the system is the same basic system. That's all they want to do is shoot threes and things like that. Now, like I said, man, we need to know. Like, now, go back to what you said. I was happy about him. I mean, when people get signed 16, yeah, you won't be happy about it. I mean, I want to go in with a negative vibe, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure my team got a good vibe, so I ain't got to be all negative. So when I start seeing years later, you ain't getting the job done, I'm starting to not like it.
You are all over the place.
All over the place.
All over the place. Oh, my God. There's no sense to none of
these. Yeah. Nick, you know we don't agree on this at all.
Y'all asked me a question. I
just gave y'all out. Yeah, but we just see flaws in your analysis of the question. It makes no sense that the coach need to be fired because Harden missing shots. He's inaccurate. He's not efficient.
You said earlier you said the Tony need to be fired simply because he won't tell Harden to stop shooting the ball.
Hey, it's Harden team, though.
Right. Last year, it was T.J. Tucker fought last year.
Oh, my God. T.J. Tucker, one of y'all best defenders. One of y'all best defenders, Nick. Who else going to defend? Perimeter. He definitely is one of y'all best defenders. But let's move on. We had a conversation earlier about ball hoggers. And when we're talking about James Harden, that's why I want to segue into the next topic of ball hoggers. Okay. Will we put James Harden in the category of a ball hogger? Say it again.
In fact, James Harden is the definition of a ball hogger.
And.
One at a time.
We hear it. I heard him. But anyway, the ball hoggers, would we put Harden in? T. Harden just said you put him in that category. Do we put Westbrook in that category? Because truth be told, Westbrook been saving Harden this year.
Yeah. I made the statement a week or so ago that the Rockets, I feel like the Rockets belong to Westbrook. They come and go as Westbrook come and go. Because when James Harden is in the pack, the Rockets is on a decline.
Mm-hmm.
But when Westbrook is leading the attack, the Rockets flow better, and I thought the same way.
I agree.
I feel like Daniel Harris is a he's a great scorer. I give him that.
He's a ball stopper. He's a ball stopper.
But I feel like Daniel Harris is a Robin instead of Batman.
Mm.
He needs somebody, and he's willing to take and play that role.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not there yet. He want to be the man when he's not ready for that role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
and that's the thing, and that's what hurt him in CP3, and that's what's gonna hurt him in Westbrook.
So you saying it wasn't CP3 fault? It wasn't CP3 fault. Okay. Okay. Who else?
So you don't think?
Let's talk about some prolific ball hoggers. And who's quote unquote ball hoggers? I mean, if you asked to do that, you know, that's what your team need. But who history wise, historically, who would be ball hoggers? You know, they always said Michael Jordan was a ball hogger during his time. We had this talk earlier. And who else?
They labeled my boy the Black Mamba, called it a ball hogger.
Definitely. Kobe had some good teams. Now, maybe not that year, but Kobe had some good teams that he could have passed the ball a little bit more to. He could have passed the ball a little more to Dwight and stopped Dwight from trying to actually post up. Dwight should not have been posting up. Kobe should have been a better playmaker during that time. He had Lamar Odom. He had Paul Gasol. He had Bynum. He had Derrick Fisher.
Kobe was a scorer, though, man. Why ball
hog when you can score,
right?
I mean, it was times where he didn't have to shoot it. Kobe was shooting on triple teams. Like, Kobe was shooting on double teams, triple teams. So, I mean.
Let's move
to this next topic, man. This was sad to me, man. This was sad, bro. But a video came out of Delonte West getting beat up in the street, stomped all on top of the head, and then the video of him handcuffed sitting on the curb came out. And I heard that they actually suspended the police officer that leaked that video. But this whole Delonte West thing is getting out of hand. Somebody out the NBA needs to come and try to help this man. And I heard that Danny Ainge reached out and tried to get him a scouting job with the Celtics, but he ain't ready for a scouting job. He needs some rehab, or he needs some kind of help, like, soon, bro. LeBron should, though, man. We talked about this earlier, T-Hoy. LeBron should be the bigger man and go on, reach out to that man and get him some help, man. It wouldn't take that much. Get him some help. He needs some help. But did you see that video, T-Hoy?
I still didn't get around checking it out.
I was bragging about things about LeBron and, you know what I'm saying, the situation between LeBron and him and his mom. So,
I mean, obviously, the man got some real problems going on, Nick.
What about Mo Williams? He was on that team, too. It was Oscars and all the other boys, they was on that team.
But there's not video of them living on the streets. They're not living on the streets. They're not, you know, Delonte West ain't got no teeth in his mouth. He obviously needs some help, man. Obviously. So, And not just LeBron. I ain't just saying it's just on LeBron. LeBron, young man, you know what I'm saying? But the whole NBA family that they talk about all the time, oh, it's such a family. But when, you know, when you use these guys up and they talent is gone, you know, you're not supporting them like they need to be supported anymore. And that's maybe that might be the NBA Players Association or whoever it might be. I know, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the duties of a player association is supposed to do, but sound like to me they should be helping players. I don't know. We can move on if y'all got anything else to say about that.
Oh, actually, I'm watching this video now. It's sad,
man. It's sad. And I like Delonte. Delonte West was a solid player, you know what I'm saying? He played for Cleveland with LeBron, and I mean.
But, okay. I'm sure LeBron has seen this video. Man, I haven't heard anything about him having a statement on that, bro.
Nah.
Like that. Come on, bro. Come on,
bro. So what you saying? You okay, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel like LeBron could do something about that.
Do something. Something.
You know this man, even though the history may not be the best at the moment, but you think your nose and everybody else is the best, you know nothing about.
Hey, you
like I said,
earlier,
West owes LeBron nothing, but your mama owes you all the loyalty. Your mama is the blame.
Now, I kind of disagree. You know, Delonte West did owe LeBron some kind of loyalty. Y'all teammates, you know, you don't expect your teammate. Y'all, and I'm quite sure they had a friendly relationship. So,
yeah, it all looks
good. Yeah, it's just sad, though. It's sad. And whoever the man who was beating Delonte West looked like he was a drunk himself. He's like, Delonte West, you play in the NBA. Get up and fight that nigga. Like, what you doing? But, yeah, he ain't.
What's sad about the whole situation is this is not the first video of Delonte West being out here homeless.
On the streets, yep.
It takes this for all the athletes to want to respond and offer some sort of help and all that.
Oh, you just made me think of something. You know what? It was a video this week just came out about Young Jock, and he was driving a Lyft or an Uber or some shit, and some girls, or sound like a gay dude or somebody, was questioning him about it and had him on tape saying, yeah, you look like Young Jock, or you know, this man, you fell off, this man, all that other shit. Man, it's really sickening how people these days would do somebody when they down. Like, and not even saying that Young Jock is down. Maybe he owned the company or something. Who knows? Maybe he's an investor in the company or whatever. But just because this man doing whatever he's doing to make money, you know, this day and age, this social media age, these people, they want to see you at your downfall. They want to see you down so bad, and they want to kick you while you're down. It's just, it's sad, man. It don't make no sense. It don't. But
that's the society we live in today.
That's what I was just about to say. That is. But yeah, moving on, let's talk about Kyrie. Kyrie been having a little meltdown here lately too. And the Nets ain't been playing well, you know. They've been on a losing streak as well. Kyrie recently came out with a statement saying that they need a new piece. They need a couple pieces. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Kyrie, really? This ridiculous. I'm starting to think Kyrie got something wrong with him. Like, this nigga tripping.
For real.
Like,
I mean, you know what? Kyrie can fall back on
KD. He can fall back on KD.
And I mean, they locked in. They locked in for 3-4 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Man, I mean, you know, Kyrie over here talking outside his neck, killing the team chemistry.
But,
I ain't playing.
And also, let's think about. Yeah, I agree. But let's just think about.
Yeah,
but I was just about to say too. He threw LeBron under the bus. Let's be real. He talking about he couldn't play with LeBron. He wanted his own team. He went to his own team and made that team worse. That team was in the Eastern Conference Finals the year before he got there, and then didn't even get that far the next year when he was there. And then the very next year when he leaves, look at that team. The Celtics looking way better now. Everybody happy. Everybody ain't no drama. They ain't getting, you know, having to cuss out no reporters or none of that. It's just, you know, back to normal. So obviously Kyrie got to be the problem.
That Kyrie situation in Boston was sort of like a Harden situation where you got two different playbooks. When Kyrie and Harden is on the
court,
let me stand around and watch them, whatever they're going to decide to do, what they're going to do with the ball.
Yep.
And then when they're on the bench, you got a free throw on offense.
Yep.
Where nobody cares who makes the shot. Everybody's unselfish.
Offense looking way better while he was on the bench. He can't win like that. Yep.
Kemba Walker, statistically the best player on that team, doesn't care if he gets a shot or not. As long as that ball is moving and they're scoring, playing within the system, nobody cares.
Yep. That's a fact. Kyrie tripping.
Kyrie and Harden, they are number people.
Kyrie,
get my numbers before
Kyrie is doing a good job of assassinating his own character. When he came out with the whole, you know, the flat earth thing, and then he came out with, you know, he just come out with a lot of stuff. Think about it. This is the same guy who had a press conference last year with Boston saying, I want to stay here if you will have me. And then the same year going and conspiring with KD to go to Brooklyn Nets. Like, I mean, this actually happened in real life.
Knowing that KD's hurt when this whole ordeal took place, he had out here complaining, oh, well, we need this and we need this.
Yeah.
Man, he knew what you had going after the season.
But then, what'd you say, Nick?
I saw he killing the team finisher, man.
He did that.
And for me, I think he's going back to when he hit the big shot against Golden State. This is why I think he's starting to become like this. Because when he hit that shot, I think he feel like he didn't get enough credit, you know what I'm saying, to help him get that Cleveland championship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he did.
And then the next year, when he came out with the all in the all thing, you know what I'm saying, he was feeling like that, man, I ain't getting credit for hitting that shot, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but he ain't hit the only shot. He didn't hit the only shot. It was a couple shots hit. The shot before that was clutch too, Nick. All of them were clutch. Like, if one of them wasn't hit, that shot wouldn't have been clutch. If LeBron didn't hit the three before that.
Okay, we knew what you said, Nick, but at the same time, Kyrie has been from under LeBron, what, this is third year?
Yep.
Without playing with LeBron. And
he ain't won nothing.
Ain't nothing. Okay, so you feel like you got your credit for that shot. You aren't doing anything to help this situation within the last 2 years.
Exactly. And guess what? LeBron's still chugging on. LeBron's still chugging on. I mean, he ain't mentioned Kyrie's name at all. It's just... It really a double standard in the league, but we'll get to that. Our listeners have heard us argue about that a lot of times. So let's move on.
Man, I'm not gonna go there with you.
Next subject. That is a double standard, but anyway, let's talk about college basketball, man. What the hell happened last night with Kansas and Kansas State? At the end of the game, a big brawl erupted after one of the players, D'Souza, ended up getting a block and standing over the man. That was who?
That was Pride, man. That was Pride.
Oh, yeah, that was.
That boy Pride was hurt. That boy was getting beat 81-59. He steals the ball like he's going to go do stuff. This monk come out of nowhere and swat.
Wait a minute, though. But it wasn't the boy who was on the floor that started the fight, though. It was the man that came off the bench. The bench came out and set it off. Yep. And he had no business doing that. He had no business doing that. He actually stood over. I remember these plays, and I know y'all remember these plays. You remember the play where Mario Chalmers ended up throwing an alley hoop to LeBron in the playoffs to beat the Celtics. He ended up dunking on Jason Terry, remember? Okay, Jason Terry fell down. LeBron took one step toward Jason Terry, and they called a tech on him, right? This man took like 3-4 steps toward the man, stood over him, like really stood over this man, and, you know, Yeah. And then this is a game that you blowing the team out in. Like, that was totally uncalled for. And also, we got to remember, T.O., you brought this up. The boy who blocked the ball, he went and grabbed the chair. And, like, he was about to hit the man with the chair. Really?
Yeah, he. I mean, look at that dog. he was the scariest person in the car.
It don't make no sense.
He was avoid all complications.
Man, that was.
He was pushed around, knocked around, all of that. He was the scariest. So he couldn't handle nobody. He was back on the chair.
That was crazy, bro. That really was crazy. And I see. That player name was Silvio D'Souza, and he's suspended for 12 games. James Love, whoever that was, James Love gets 8 games, and Antonio Gordon gets 3, and David McCormick gets 2. So you got 12 game suspension, 8 game suspension. Yeah, it had to be. It had to be. That's true. They had one dude on the ground. Everybody had rushed him all up against the wall. It was fans holding this man back. It was fans in the crowd holding him back, trying to get him to chill out. Like, that was uncalled for. That was crazy. But, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, man. That, like, some of these players, you got to control your emotions sometimes. You really do. You know, I know it's a heated game and this and that, but, man, come on.
Yeah. Let's be real. That's a part of basketball. After a nice play, that's what people do. If I dunk on you, I'm going to turn to you and I'm going to scream in your direction.
Okay, but...
If I block your shot, I'm going to do that. If I cross you up or anything of the nature, man,
But you know, officiating has been changing in the recent years, and they've been calling that. You saw the other game the other day where JaVale McGee got the block. And he ended up pounding his chest, and they called a tech on him. He wasn't even in the man's face. He wasn't nowhere near the man. He was doing it to the crowd. But, you know, referee discretion.
That depends on how the referee is feeling.
That's the referee discretion.
Last night, Sibley didn't call nothing.
Yeah, he was shocked. That was crazy. That was crazy. But, yeah, so Kansas and Kansas State brawl. Let's talk about Conor McGregor, man. And, you know, Conor McGregor just beat whoever that guy was, Cowboy Cerrone, beat him, what it was, 40 seconds?
Do you call that a beat, or do you just call that a straight asshole? You get a broke nose, 2 black eyes in basically 25 seconds.
He broke the man's nose with his shoulder. He broke his nose with his shoulder. That was crazy.
He wanted to fight with his shoulder.
Yeah, basically, that was, I mean, Conor, I say Conor McGregor is the most polarizing figure that the UFC got. So the UFC already know anytime Conor McGregor is going to fight, they're going to make money because he just that type of person. You know what I'm saying? He gonna bring up all the drama and everything. So they just milking his ass right now, I think. And
they need a scapegoat. It's easier to goddamn it. You know, you
sure
for that.
True. So that brings me to this headline. Bob Arum, which is, you know, one of the big boxing promoters, he's floating the idea of a Terrence Crawford and Conor McGregor crossover fight. Come on, man. Who wanna see Conor McGregor fight another boxer?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, It's getting ridiculous.
At this point, who's looking for the payoff, McGregor or
Crawford?
Because that's all it is. You know,
it's a money grab.
Yeah, he doesn't need to take that.
Like McGregor, really? I don't know. I can't blame him for going after the money, but man, how about just dominate your division in the UFC and just be the best fighter ever in the UFC? You didn't see Anderson Silva trying to jump out of the UFC and go fight Oscar De La Hoya or somebody. Come on, man. Just stick with what you know. So that's what all I say about Conor McGregor.
I guess he think because he can stand up and strike, as they call it.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he think because he can set up and throw a couple blows that, oh, it can't be that hard than getting in the ring box.
But he got to see. Man, he got to see that it's harder than it looked because you saw how tired he was when he fought Floyd. Man, he was dead tired by the end of the match.
I mean, he started wearing down, you know, he's laying on me, what it would have been in the back of the head. Like, honestly, your skills are not what you think.
No, they not.
Taking some of your You know what I'm saying? You were taking your rules and put them in the game. Referee had to tell you.
You can't hit like that. Yeah.
Don't hit him in the back of the head.
You can't do that.
You leaning on him and you just cover him, pound him in his head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, brother. He's not ready.
No, not for boxing. No. Yeah, just stay in the UFC. I agree. Okay. Let's move on to some football news. Let's move on to some football news. The playoffs this weekend, this past weekend.
Patriots.
Now that you say that, I want to talk about Tom Brady and his future. Since you say go Patriots, what do you think the Patriots? How should they proceed with this? And do they owe Brady a contract?
We should pay Brady. First off, we should get an offensive line to protect Brady. And we should get Brady that lifetime contract. Go ahead and just pay it off. Look at what Brady has done for the Patriots. Look at what Brady has done.
But when we talk about the Patriot way, we talk about...
Let's be real. Hold on. You asked me a question. If he sacrificed $60 to $70 million over his career to keep this team afloat and keep pieces there in order to win these championships, Why not, goddamn it, just go ahead and reward the man on the back end of his career? You appreciate it.
I mean, can you really afford to do that? We saw that with the Lakers and Kobe. And you admit...
I'm going to see if you work out some in the neighborhood of what he's thinking. I'm quite sure Brady was... I mean, because Brady ain't hurting for shit. He just wants to see the appreciation. Because at the moment right now, he's saying...
Yeah, he's embarrassed. He said he's embarrassed by the contract. Exactly. So you shouldn't disrespect your...
With Crapper Day, they asked Crapper Day, so what's the status with Brady? He said, we're going to do everything in our power to bring him back. When, if Crapper got to speak like that about the beloved Brady, then they on different pages this month.
Reports are coming out 3 days ago, reports saying that Brady is open-minded about playing elsewhere. Like, that's something that the Patriots cannot afford, have Brady in another uniform next year. That'll look bad. I'm sorry. That'll look bad.
Man, Brady done sold his house. He done moved. He done cleaned out the suite that they got there. And then he's out here talking. Brady don't do too much talking, I think.
42 years old now.
Every day he kept in house when he come to New England. Every day.
Fire that Brady. Let him go, Patriots. Let him go.
I mean, okay.
At the end of the day, whether he signed back with us or not, it's okay. Appreciate it, but I got to still roll with the Patriots.
Okay, but my next question is, if they do let him walk, who should start at quarterback for the Patriots next year? And we talked about the free agents, quarterbacks.
Stidham,
hell no, nah, boy, you tripping.
I said if we got to go with what's on roster, we don't like.
Well, on your roster right now, you got Cody Kessler, and you got Jared Stidham.
I'm not going to go with Stidham.
But. Let's be real. You got free agents out there just sitting there waiting on anything that the Patriots want to do. First off, you got Marcus Mariota. Second off, you got
I'm straight on Mariota.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I would take Phillip Rivers over Mariota.
Phillip Rivers is damn near 40 himself.
I would take Phillip Rivers over Mariota.
Man, that's crazy. But okay, Mariota, Phillip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, and Ryan Tannehill. Those are the free agent quarterbacks.
Tennessee is not letting Tannehill go nowhere. New Orleans is going to keep Bridgewater. There won't be no big contract. Bridgewater, New Orleans, three quarterbacks are they're not going there. They're not moving. So you can kill the Drew Brees, Peyton, what's his name, Taysom Hill, whatever that quarterback.
Taysom Hill.
In Bridgewater.
Phillip Rivers, 38 years old, just turned 38 in December. He old too.
He got the experience,
but does he still have the arm? His mechanics always been a little funky looking, but does he have an arm to actually, you know, bet your season on or bet your franchise on? I don't see it at 38 years old. But
I don't see Mariota on Texas.
Okay, and there are reports that Phillip Rivers says he has moved permanently from San Diego to Florida. So he's probably trying to play.
He's going to Miami.
He's trying to do something like that.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
They already mentioned they're going to bring Winston back.
So. For real.
Yeah,
man, I don't know about that one.
Bring him back.
Okay, what about
Hold on. So what do you think? Why Cam Newton ain't coming up with the Texans? Because it's obvious that the Panthers are finna move away.
You think? You think?
Yeah, trust me.
Wow.
Trust me.
Wow. Well, if they do.
Why not Newton in New England?
I'm going to just say this. You know New England, they don't black quarterbacks too much. So do what you will with that information. Okay, but listen. Matt Rhule is the new coach of the Panthers, and he has come out and said Cam Newton is one of the best winners the NFL has ever seen. So he's just talking them up right now. You know, that might just be, you know, smoke and mirrors, but he the brand new coach coming in trying to talk up Cam Newton. So who knows?
Man, Rivera loved himself from Cam Newton. But it was clear that Newton didn't have it no more. Newton came back. 9 times out of 10, your starting quarterback goes down with an injury. Once he comes back, the job is automatically is all over again.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case with Newton.
But Newton never came back. He's still on injury reserve right now. He's on injury reserve right now. So they had to go the whole year with Kyle Allen and Will Greer.
Newton came back when he was right back.
Yeah.
Newton came off and went right back.
Yeah. It's his foot. He was never healthy to begin with. I remember one game we was watching, and we were on group chat, and we were watching. We were like, what the hell wrong with Cam Newton? Everybody was like, damn, what's wrong with him? But he had to be, you know, everybody said he has to be hurt, and that's exactly what it was. He hurt. He can't sit down long enough to you know, heal up.
Yep.
But also.
How about this? RG3 to the
face. RG3? Nah, I don't see that happening. Hell no. Nah. In that case, they might as well go and get Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if Newton available, I would damn so, suggest that.
But let's talk about Eli Manning retires after 16 years in the game. Finally, mercifully, he finally retires. Because we've been talking about this for, what, 4 years now?
He lost his job, and he knew it. There was nowhere else he could go at that age.
So, yeah, 39 years old. Number one pick. Number one pick in 2004. Had the famously told San Diego he did not want to play there. You know?
I wasn't going to play for you.
Coming out of Ole Miss, he bullied his way to New York and played his whole career there. I think that was the best he could have did. And whoever would have saw him getting 2 rings.
Honestly, looking back over, I think if he had went to San Diego over the expansion of his career, he would have had a better career in San Diego than New York.
Yeah, because the Eagles tore his ass up every time we got. Tore his ass up. But last year,
San Diego has had better teams.
You think?
Than the Giants. Yeah.
I don't know now. That team they had that pass rush, Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan and all them boys, man.
Nah,
Eli
was on.
But then you look at the offensive weapons that San Diego has had over there.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Over the course of the 16 years.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. They just had a more open offense, I would say. They had a more open offense. But
don't you think that Eli better?
I don't know. I don't know. Because Eli really didn't like to push the ball down the field either, though. But I just want to talk about his 2019 stats. He only threw for 1,000 yards, 1,042 yards, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a QBR of 34. Like, Eli, it was time to sit it down. You should have sat it down 2 years ago.
But basically, he really didn't play that much this year, so those stats really don't.
Yeah, because you just said it. He lost his job after what? Week 3, 4? He lost his job. Shit.
But remember I said Eli would not be starting quarterback in the third week. Again, I got arguments.
Wait a minute. You didn't say third week now. You did say that. I remember you said that, but I don't know if you said third week. By the third
I said
week.
Third week. And you said, no, not that soon. No, that's not going to happen. But I kept telling y'all, Eli will not be the quarterback this year.
Okay, well, this brings me to another question.
I'm cutting you off, goddamn.
Go ahead. Get it on.
Halftime, Zion got 2 points at halftime. 2 points.
Oh.
This is your worst year of the year. 2 points. I don't give a damn. 2 points.
8 minutes, yeah. Give him a chance. This is his first game. Give him a shot.
This is what the world been waiting on. 2 points.
I mean, you can't expect for Zion to come just out of nowhere, ain't play at all, and just, you know, you can't expect for him to have 25 points at half. I just want to see him. No, I ain't saying he's the rookie of the year. He got a long way for rookie of the year, but nah. Yo, you talking to City Boy Riz? Oh, yeah, I did. I was wrong about that. I said I was wrong. Okay. But back to Eli Manning. Okay. And I ain't got no problem with admitting I'm wrong. But see, that's the problem with you fellas. Y'all can't admit when you wrong. But anyway, I digress. Freaking Eli Manning. Are we putting him in the Hall of Fame? He got 2 rings.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer? We can't hear you, Nick.
I said, yeah, he will be a Hall of Famer. He will be.
I don't know. What'd you say, T.Y.?
The body of work just ain't there to me.
It really ain't.
If he get there, I would say it's going through championships, but his body of work isn't there.
If he get there.
He was dominating when he was at the top of his game.
They won the Super Bowl as a wild card 1 year. 1 year they was wild card, so it ain't like they were just dominating. Oh, for real? Okay. But with that being said, Eli, if he make it to me, it'll be because of the name on the back of his jersey. Because I don't see it. Because if Eli make it, think about it. You got to put who you got to put in there? You got to put a lot of guys in there who really ain't, you know, really kind of like borderline, really.
What y'all think about Big Ben?
Big Ben, Hall of Famer? We got to start, you know, this is my thought on that, real talk. As time go on, we got to start changing the criteria because, you know what I'm saying, the game didn't change, you know what I'm saying? You can't just look at stats now because you look at stats from back then, but now it just don't match up. And, you know what I'm saying, you got to look at, it's just a lot of variables in it. You know what I'm saying? The defense that they play with the person, you know, Joe Flacco would have never won that Super Bowl if he didn't have that defense, that all-time defense. And I guess
Peyton Manning would have never won that defense. I mean, that Super Bowl would never have won for that defense.
Yeah, that's true.
Peyton Manning would have never won that Super Bowl in Denver if it weren't for, what's the guy named? Rocker Osweiler. Come on, let's be real. He kept that team afloat. Peyton got benched. Let's be real. Let's be real.
That's your opinion.
Osweiler put that team in the
playoffs.
Osweiler carried that. Osweiler was the
starter.
That's your opinion.
And then the very next year, what happened? Osweiler get a big contract from Houston Texans, lose the damn job to Deshaun Watson the same year, and now he's somewhere. Do anybody know where Osweiler at now? Nope.
He's somewhere. Might be Cleveland. Cleveland, Miami.
Let's be real. What did Peyton Manning do?
You can check Peyton Manning records. You can go back and check his stat book.
The question was, what did Peyton Manning do that following year?
Retired?
Yeah.
He had no other choice but to retire.
After Peyton Manning was, he was going to retire.
Okay, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
No, okay. I'm really all the Peyton Manning.
You what?
But Eli finished his career 117 wins, 117 losses.
Mediocre.
Not Hall of Fame.
Mediocre. I just saw that stat roll up too. That was mediocre. But let's move on to Larry Fitzgerald buying a stake in the Phoenix Suns. I know he didn't play his whole career in Arizona, you know what I'm saying? But Phoenix Suns, you really going to get a return on that money, man? Y'all ain't about to win no time soon. Y'all got a lot of work to do. I don't think that was a good move for Larry Fitzgerald, but, you know, of course, he want to still be connected to the game.
That was more of an investment for my kids' sake, and that's it.
Yeah, he still want to be a part of the game, I guess, but, you know, I don't see it.
I like it.
Oh, well, he's beloved in Arizona.
I like it.
We know he's beloved in Arizona, so. And he's a nice guy. He beloved everywhere, but yeah. He a part of that community, so I guess.
Yeah, so you can't go against that move,
though. Moving on, so what about your boy, T. Harden? A.B. AB self-destructing. And what did I tell y'all when this first started happening? When y'all was saying, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the Patriots got him, this and that, and this about to be going on. When I said something is seriously wrong with Antonio Brown, he got CTE. It was clear to me back then he had CTE. It's even more clear now that he got CTE. He just got a arrest warrant put out on him for assault or battery. Battery of an officer. He threw rocks at a delivery driver. And it's getting ridiculous. Antonio Brown, I don't know what your financial situation looking like, but it's getting ridiculous, man. You need some help.
In the same breath that you said, Antonio Brown is suffering from CTE, is the next breath you said, wow, this is a genius move by Antonio Brown to get kicked out of that contract in the Raiders.
No. I said at that time, real talk. Listen, I'm not going to lie. Nope. No, I did not. Let me tell you what I said. No, because you lying on me. Let me tell you what I said. I actually said that, you know, Antonio Brown is either, and this is my exact words, I said he's either really dumb or he's one of the most smartest geniuses we ever seen for him to get out of that contract and get to a team like the Patriots, which he had a shot at getting to a Super Bowl. That's what I said. I said either he's really dumb or he's really smart. I didn't say, oh, he's a genius.
And then you also, as we continue to talk, that's what a genius idea.
No, because I did not.
I threw up. I think Belichick had some shit to do with it. They trying to say Belichick orchestrated the whole thing. And you was like, I told y'all, it was a genius move by Antonio Brown.
I did not say, no, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'm sorry, that wasn't me. Nope. I said exactly what I said. I said either he has CTE and he's the dumbest motherfucker we've seen, or he's one of the smartest motherfuckers we've never seen. That's what I said. Either or.
I'm not going to take that from you. You said it, and you also said it like this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it out.
But anyway, AB, somebody need to get to him. Somebody, Drew Rosenhaus cut ties with him. Drew Rosenhaus, one of the biggest agents out there, cut ties with him. It's all in the Get yourself together, man. Get yourself together.
Do you blame
him? I don't blame him at all. Somebody got to show him some tough love because he got all yes men around him. He got a lot of yes men.
He's talking to personal opinion how he want to get back in the game, but the shit you doing outside the field, it's not going to get you nowhere but jail if you keep on with the nonsense.
Well, a warrant is issued right now for his arrest in a battery case, so.
And you know that's going to take money out of his pocket. Like, he's going to set out of court for this civil suit and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. You're making, goddamn it, I hate white women. I don't think white women videos.
Yeah, come on. But you want to be back in the NFL. But you want to be back in the NFL, though. It just don't make sense. It don't make no sense.
All them court cases and stuff, man, they're gonna prolong all of it, man. You're gonna start taking all his time.
And anytime, yeah, they are. But at any time when he, you know what I'm saying, try to get with a team or whatever, have a workout for a team, and they don't sign him, he gonna throw them under the bus just like he did the Saints. Oh, it was a publicity stunt, this and that. No, how about we just didn't think you would fit in our locker room with all the shenanigans and crap.
The Saints wanted to sign him, but the NFL didn't clear whatever they got going on with him or whatever.
Whatever happened, that's gonna be the excuse for Antonio Brown. Oh, they just brought me in for a publicity stunt. That's gonna be his excuse.
If that's the case, and you do it, you don't do it, or you think it's what it is, just don't go.
Yeah.
You need them just as much as they need
you. Man, if not more. He needs to be in the NFL. He needs some help, for real. He needs some structure. He got too much time on his hand. Well, that's true. You're right. Definitely. And the same thing goes for Delonte West, which we talked about earlier. So, I mean, I guess it brings up a larger point. These athletes. Huh?
It's well known that Delonte West has, he suffered from bipolar. It's well known.
Okay. And Antonio Brown plays football. He plays football, Terrence. You can't diagnose CTE till you're dead. They got to take your brain out your head to figure out you got CTE.
Well, you do know that, goddamn. This man is attention crazy.
Man.
This man is attention crazy.
Hey, he ain't always been like that. I don't remember him always being like this.
How?
I don't.
This man always been, goddamn, full of bullshit.
Okay, he has. He has. But
he has a still of his
win. Yeah, I mean.
It was all better. He was getting the ball and they was all better. But when they losing, he acts a fool. When the spotlight ain't on him,
okay, we talk about the spotlight. We can talk about the spotlight all day. But what about Odell? Odell is an attention-seeking wide receiver. These guys, this is really the personality, the stereotypical personality of a wide receiver. Remember, wide receivers always had the personality of, I mean, the stereotype of being divas and wanting, the attention. And tell me it's not true with Odell or Antonio Brown.
Yes, when Odell was butthurt because New York, which is the big light, the big city, kicked him into Cleveland. He know ain't going on in Cleveland. He ain't had a decent season. Well, his season was straight garbage in Cleveland. It was no light on him. He wasn't doing nothing. Didn't produce. Didn't do shit. So every time he got a chance outside of that field, every time he got a chance to make a news, he was doing that. Just for attention.
That thing with Odell at the national championship, that was really just
that was a bad look for him.
Man, horrible. Horrible. He wanna put himself in the middle of the conversation. Bro, you saw them cameras around. You couldn't wait till I get behind. You couldn't wait till we get in the locker room. You couldn't wait till we somewhere else.
Then I just seen another thing the other day. Carl Malone was at the game because Carl Malone was at Louisiana State.
Uh-huh.
And so he was going to play basketball for.
Yeah.
Carl Malone out there on the field as well. How about he posting up Carl Malone while Carl Malone having a conversation with somebody? He posting up Carl Malone. Carl Malone found out and looked at him like, what's wrong, brother? What's wrong with you? And then he do a fadeaway jump shot. imaginary fadeaway jump shot on Karl Malone. You know what I'm saying? I said, what the hell
wrong with
this dude, bro?
Who? Odell?
He walk off like, Odell, yeah.
Wow. Karl Malone probably looking at him like, man, you don't get your gay ass out of my face, boy. Well, I'm just saying, you know how Karl Malone probably would think that. Karl Malone would call the niggas gay. And boy, you must forget how Karl Malone was. Karl Malone, a good old boy. He a good old boy. Karl Malone drive pickup trucks and wear cowboy boots. He a good old boy. So nigga come up with some yellow hair. With all this new
that
shit.
Hair is black, bro. That hair is black now.
Oh, well, whatever, you know.
He ain't got the half dude's half this no more. He just got a whole regular haircut.
Well, but he's still known for, you know, the shenanigans. But let's move on to talk about Casey and, well, actually, Mahomes versus that 49ers defense in the Super Bowl. This shit finna be, man, this is it. I feel like these are two best teams in the league. I really do. The defense from the 49ers looking, and Mahomes looking unstoppable. So, definitely. Yeah, explosive. You're right. You sure right. They got a three-headed monster. We talked about this. They got a three-headed monster at running back, man. And these boys. And yeah, receiver too. And probably shit, one of the top two tight ends in the game. So, yep.
Yeah, because at this point, I still take Kelsey over.
I don't know. It's tough.
I would take
it's tough. But who can we get the predictions? Let's get the predictions out of the way.
Before we get to that, Let me ask you something. Have there ever been a
rookie
MVP in a Super Bowl?
Rookie MVP in a Super Bowl.
On a defensive side.
I doubt it. No, not that I know of. Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Let me get that prediction
of both of being an MVP. So you think that pass rush going to get there?
Yes, sir.
Because they made Aaron Rodgers look, man, unlike Aaron Rodgers.
Why? I'm going to tell you. Mahomes is not Aaron Rodgers.
He's not.
That's
he's
true.
At this point, look, man, I don't give a damn. I think Kansas City down 24-0 and come back and win by 20-plus points.
For real, though.
They were down by 10-plus points and they came back to win convincingly. I don't know what you say. All it takes is one strike. You can't see it back in the game.
But you know what? And this is what I say when y'all just got finished talking about the New York Giants. That year, it was all about that pass rush once they got in the playoffs. It was all pass rush. And that's exactly what 49ers got. That's exactly what the 49ers got.
They're going to get it.
We talked about the 49ers, just the front four. Let's just focus on the front four. The front four got five first round picks. Solomon Thomas is their fifth man coming off the bench, and he a number three pick. He was first round number three pick. So I mean, that's a lot of talent. Yeah, D-Ford cost Kansas City a trip to the Super Bowl. D-Ford cost Kansas City a trip to that Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Let's stay on topic.
You don't want to talk about that. I understand you don't want to talk about it.
I mean,
there's
a lot of hypocritical talk that goes on in this league.
Yeah.
But I just don't think, I pray, because I just think how the Chiefs win and how the Bills. And that same company that we're in, I just can't have it.
So you're just going to go before the NFC? Mm-hmm.
As much as I would hate for Jimmy G to get a ring, because I'm tired of arguing with people.
Oh, you really gonna have to argue? Yeah, let's just be real. That's stupid. But you gonna have a lot more arguments if Jimmy G fuck around and win. You gonna have a lot more arguments.
the idiots in Kansas City win because it's all in old Pat Mahomes taking the torch from Tom Brady. I mean, I'm putting it in game. Somebody got to be next up.
True. And we were talking about that earlier.
I'm on my way out.
Yep. True. We were talking about that earlier, though. I love the fact that we got a whole new crop of quarterbacks coming in. You know what I'm saying? We got guys going out. Eli just retired. We got Phillip Rivers. You know, they at the end of their careers. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, all these guys at the end of their careers. But you got these new guys, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Jimmy G, you know, Mahomes. You got these new guys, new fresh blood coming right behind that last generation. So
I really won't call Jimmy G fresh blood because he sat and rolled a bench forever. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I guess.
Lamar is second year. Patrick Mahomes is what? This is second year in.
Yeah.
Jimmy G is like 5 years in.
I mean, but Aaron Rodgers sat on the bench a while too before he came on in. He still, I mean, it was fresh blood, I would say. He hadn't played. He hadn't played, though.
And he learned. And the 49ers need to be humble because what Jimmy G learned, he learned from TV 12. You dig what I'm saying?
Or maybe Bill Belichick.
And see,
that's the thing that we talked about earlier. That's what I want to see. I want to see Tom Brady play without Bill Belichick, and I want to see Belichick coach without Tom Brady. And let's see really what it was. You know, because who do we give? Zion? No, Zion? No. Damn. He on the treadmill. Okay.
Come on, man. He's been out the whole year.
Like,
four turnovers, 5 points.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's fucked up, though.
This thing like some you expect from.
It seems like you wishing bad on this young man, but, you know.
I'm not wishing bad on him, but y'all overhyped this boy, and I told y'all this boy was going to be a bust in the NBA.
A bust? Really? A bust? Really?
I told y'all that boy needed to lose weight. I told his style of game.
Okay, we all said that. We all said he needed to lose weight. He have lost weight, though. He have lost a little weight, but. Yeah, he definitely has to come down. Same thing Charles Barkley had to go through. I mean, it's happened before. It didn't happen before. That's a good comparison, though. That's a good comparison. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, Barkley can shoot the three when he learned that. Over
not his rookie year, turn when he was playing with the 76ers.
Okay,
but this is you
I stated before I got cut off.
But we're talking about Zion in his first year. So when you compare somebody, compare them in their first year, not over their whole career.
We could have set this game out and just rebooted for next year's school. Well, he actually win rookie of the year.
Man, New Orleans got to be touchy with this because if New Orleans just throwed him out there and he fucking around and got hurt, everybody would be on New Orleans. Oh, they're so dumb. They didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. So they do got to kind of be a little, you know, delicate with the situation. But Zion definitely need to lose weight. That's really, I mean, everybody know that. He definitely needs to.
Turnover in 12 minutes. Come on, man. You're basically averaging a turnover every 3 minutes.
Tan, you just don't like this man. You just don't like this man.
I hate overhyped people that don't live up to it.
But you ain't giving him a chance to live up to it. This is your first game, Tan.
These old folks in New Orleans have been through Hurricane Katrina, all this bad shit.
Now they got to watch Lonzo Ball shoot threes. For real. And they got a good score in Ingram. Man, think about how many jerseys sitting in the stands right now. Think about it. How many Zion jerseys in that stand?
That shit.
Man, oh man.
Two layups.
I mean, it's his first game, though, man. It's his first game.
I want to hear what you say in preseason.
You see how Zion went up on one board? You see,
he ready for the NBA. I want to hear that his first game shit. I said, that is a preseason. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we agree. That was the preseason.
Every
we agree.
Every time I seen Zion this year, this big ass is on the bench. I'm just waiting on him to go to sleep like he's been going the rest of the game.
Exactly. You can't just call that
man a bus.
Just a bus, really? Off the rim.
Like, for real. Next, Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown. T.O.N. just be bullshit. He just be bullshit.
Kwame Brown was number one draft pick. Kobe won't even pass that nigga ball.
That's Kobe. But yeah, though, let's end it there for the moment. You know what I'm saying? Check us out right here on the In My Opinion podcast. I'm your host, JJ the Barber, aka the Skin and Shannon Sharp.
And this your boy, P. Hoyt, a.k.a. Black Skip Bayless. And you already know who it is. Finding out, Nick Man.
Already. Catch us next time.
Man, cut the outdoor. Cut that outdoor. That outdoor, dog.
Cut that out.